It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth, and I'm joined now by Brett Decker, and it's not even Friday. Brett is Washington Times editorial page editor, and he's got a piece in today's paper you need to check out. It's called Obama's Secret Plan. Afternoon, Brett.
Hey, Andy, what day is it again?
It's Wednesday. Relax, you got a couple. No, it's Tuesday. I didn't even get it right.
You know, since I'm usually on Friday, I'm probably not going to come to work tomorrow. I'm going to get in trouble.
Hey, let's forget this. Have another beer.
That's right.
All right.
Note to my boss. He's just kidding.
Obama's secret plan. Now, that's nothing to laugh about, is it?
This is pretty serious stuff. And you know, the story for your listeners who haven't seen it yet. President Obama was meeting with the Russian president, and they were talking before they were having a big event. And some microphones were on, and he didn't know. Mm-hmm. So he was busted saying something he thought was just off mic. And what it was is they were talking about some kind of nuclear deal and our missile defense. And President Obama says to the Russian president, and this is really creepy, he said, "This is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility." And he went on to explain, "On all these issues, particularly missile defense, this can be solved, but it's important for him," meaning Vladimir Putin, the former and once again incoming president of Russia, "it's important for Putin to give me space." And the current president of Russia, who's always been kind of Putin's puppy,
yeah,
anyway.
Really. That's true.
He says something, and this is very, to me, it's very, like, commie shtick sounding.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I understand. I'll transmit this information to Vladimir."
No, like, "This is a secret that you have burdened me with, but I will do you right."
I will report this to the Kremlin, right?
Yeah.
But then what he also said, and this is where, you know, the White House is trying to say, you know, it's taken out of context because it's not a big deal. Well, the Russians knew exactly what Obama was saying, because the other thing the Russian president said is, "I understand your message about space for you." So what Obama's saying is, look, what's scary about this is he has more flexibility after the election.
After the election, yeah.
Well, what does he have up his sleeve that if it could be so damaging for his reelection chances, well, can that really be something that's good for America? It must be bad. And you know, Obama already signed a terrible treaty with Russia, New START,
yeah,
where we can cut our missile stockpile, nuclear missile stockpile, down to something like 300, like something tiny.
Yeah,
we'd have fewer missiles than France has at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russians can build up their stockpile and modernize it. I don't really get why America signed something like that. So,
how did we win there?
And if this deal would be worse than that, I mean, what do we have left? And it just, to have an American president, one, to me, this is treasonous sounding that he's talking about to somebody who is our enemy for a really long time and still not trustworthy, saying, "Just get me through the election and we'll cut something sweet for you guys."
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that it sends a chill on my spine.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting about that, you know, Romney came out and had something to say about this yesterday. And now I see where Medvedev, am I pronouncing that right? Because there's a certain way that he likes it pronounced.
Well, you know, I'm on a first-name basis with him, so I just call him Dmitry because I know how to say that.
You and Barack.
You know?
No, so Dmitry evidently went after Romney big time in a statement today saying that, you know, this is 2012.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, 30, 40 years ago, 70 years ago. This is, you know, a great relationship, basically. How dare you?
I think Romney has a great campaign slogan now. You know, the Russians want Obama in.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Beautiful. Russia likes him.
Yeah.
Right, now, this is not the first time for a backroom deal that we've heard of just recently. There was the whole thing with Israel.
Just
right?
3 weeks ago when Benjamin Netanyahu, who is just tough as rocks, was in here, and you know, it was reported that President Obama told Netanyahu, "Look, if you don't bomb Iran, if you can agree not to bomb Iran until after November, after the elections, I'll give you bunker buster bombs, I'll give you refueling aircraft for the bombing raid, I'll give you all this stuff to help you do it if you just wait until after the election, help me get reelected. So, I mean, he's willing to do anything. He's just wheeling and dealing. And, you know, the only thing he wants to do, he's looking at the election and wants to win. The problem is America loses when you make our national security second fiddle to an election. We have the President of the United States not putting the country first at this point.
That's exactly right. And what bothers me is we don't know what else is in the works.
Well, you know, and this is the whole thing, and why I titled this piece Obama's Secret Plan. You know, he's talking with the Russian leader about wink, wink, nod, nod, wait until the election, I'll give you something. We don't know what that is. Well, what, you know, foreign policy, that's dangerous, but if that's his way of thinking, what does that mean for domestic policy as well?
Yeah.
And I think it's scary, and what it does is it says whatever he's saying on the campaign isn't true because he has other ideas in mind.
Yeah. You mentioned October surprise.
Yeah.
You think he's got something?
Well, I think what this shows is how willing he is to do anything.
Yeah.
And I think if, you know, you get to September and his poll numbers are low, you know, who knows? Maybe bombs away on Iran or something. I think he's showing here that it's so important to put his reelection first that I think nothing's off the table.
The GOP has got to take this and run with it. I mean, right on through the convention all the way into November.
I mean, I think, you know, those statements are so crazy. You can use those. I think you're absolutely right, Andy. You can use those all summer.
Yeah. I don't even know what else to say, because this story just totally floored me when
yeah.
I heard it yesterday. And I thought, this is an American president doing this. And I wanted to have you in today just to, you know, to make mention of what you wrote in today's paper. And, I mean, we really have to stay on this stuff.
And, you know, and he's making light of it. Obama is making light of it today. He was at another event, and he's tapping on the mics, joking, saying, are these on?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the fact that it's Russia, I mean, everybody grew up with Russia as the enemy,
yeah.
and he's, like, cutting deals with them, you know, backroom deals with them, and, you know, it's not like anyone thinks, like, Putin's a good guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To me, it's just, it's chilling.
KGB, as soon as I hear the name, that's what comes to mind.
I mean, it's chilling,
yeah,
you know, so.
It is. All right, well, listen, thanks for dropping in today, and I will transmit this to Vladimir, all right?
It's great to be here. Yeah, that's right. It's great to be on a day other than Friday. And,
yeah,
and
it's Tuesday, I believe.
And one serious note for your listeners, too.
Yeah.
I had really bad news last night. My dad was rushed to the hospital.
Oh, no.
And we just found out, actually, right before I went on the show, that it's brain cancer.
Oh,
so,
no.
You know, if your listeners can say a quick prayer for John Decker, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, man, absolutely.
So,
so sorry.
It's one of those things that just put everything in perspective, but,
yeah.
You know, it's also a reminder that we have to just keep fighting.
Yep. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, Andy.
Brett Decker, the editorial page editor here at the Washington Times.